You're listening to CJLO News. A recent study has found that Montreal's cycling infrastructure does not match demand for such infrastructure. Despite Montreal's reputation as a cycling city, data indicates that the amount of safe, dedicated bike lanes is very small, especially when compared to the number of cyclists in the city. Daniel Rahm is a PhD candidate at McGill and the author of this study. We sat down with Rahm in the Plateau.
So there are some indices like Copenhagen Eyes and People for Bikes that consistently rate Montreal as the most bike-friendly city in North America. But that's the North American context. And often when we compare it to European cities or cities elsewhere in the world, Montreal ranks more poorly. If we look at street space alone, what we found is that 97.7% of the roadway is given to cars and just 2.3% for cyclists, and that's in the most bike-friendly city in North America. When we look at the borough-by-borough breakdown, what we find is that the boroughs we typically think of as being the most cycling-friendly, like the Plateau, Rosemont-Petit-Patrie, and Outremont, actually have the greatest disparity between the amount of street space given to cyclists and the number of travelers. So in Plateau, for instance, 22% of the trips that start in that borough use cycling, yet they only have 5% of the street space.
Rahm himself is not a cyclist. He mostly relies on public transit to get around Montreal. He says he did not approach this study from a cycling perspective, but simply from a city life perspective.
Drivers don't like when they have to share space with cyclists, and it's very understandable. It's stressful whenever you have travelers at different speeds moving in the same space. It's a complex negotiation. If you can separate them, it's safer and more comfortable for everyone.
Rahm's study does not propose specific policy changes, but he personally believes that Montreal needs to work across all boroughs to secure more bike lanes. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.